Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be in this beautiful planet of ours. This is Inspired Living Radio here on the Om Times Radio Network. I am your co-host today, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, broadcasting to you live from my studio here in Seattle, Washington, the beautiful Pacific Northwest. Thank you for hanging out with us today. Wherever you're at in the world, we have a global audience of listeners all around the world, and we want to just say thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in, whether it's lunchtime or evening time, and just want to honor you and say thank you for listening to all of our shows as we've done four seasons of Inspired Living Radio. We're moving into 2020 and our fifth season ahead, looking forward to what the year is going to bring. So today we're going to be talking about something that I've been personally working through, and I always think it's important to share some of our journeys and be a storyteller, be an inspirer, and talk about what our greatest instinct is and what that instinct looks like, some tips to help you get through depending on where you're at in your journey. But before we do that, let's just take a second to move into the magic of the moment, as I like to say. Take a deep breath with me. Just breathe in what you want, exhale what you don't. Breathe in what you want, exhale what you don't. Breathe in love, exhale gratitude. Put a big smile on your face. Quiet the anxiety, quiet the active aggression of the mind, the ego mind, and just be here with me for the next hour as we talk about survival, the instinct of survival. And again, you can always find us every Wisdom Wednesday here on the Om Times Radio Network, starting at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. That is a live show. You can call in as well. I will be opening up the phone lines to take questions if you have something that you want to share about your own survivability, something that you've gone through. Maybe you're looking for some tips, maybe something I can help you out with. The Om Times Radio line to call is 202-570-7057. You can also go to our Facebook page right now called Inspired Living Radio. It is a closed community page, so you'll have to ask to join to become one of our, let's see how many members we have. I don't even know how many members we have. We have well over 1,000 members now, 1,037 members of Inspired listeners all around the globe. So you can go to Facebook and post your question there. So if you don't want to come live on the air with me and ask a question, that's no problem. Post your question on the Facebook page and I'll bring that live to air, something maybe I can address for you, something that we can go over. If you want to work with me, you can always find me at marklanehart.com. That is your one-stop shop for all spiritual prospecting and spiritual gold. You can also internet search the Intuitive Prospector. You can find me through a couple different outlets, professionally through Best American Psychics, Best Psychic Directory, and Ariel Spiritual Community. You can also find me on famouspsychicmediums.com now. I'd be honored to work with you. You can catch my live Facebook, YouTube shows every Monday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time called Metaphysical Mocha Mondays, followed by the Healing Cafe, which is a direct show directly with my spiritual prospectors all around the world, asking questions, reading, spiritual chats, and just a lot of what I call spiritual awesomeness. And that's every Monday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time through my Facebook page called The Intuitive Prospector or my YouTube channel. So I hope that you'll get subscribed onto that and we'll go spiritual prospecting for your own spiritual goal. My co-host, Kim Falcon, founder of Love First, is off today, and we're changing our formats a little bit. We're moving into more of not just doing interviews. We've done a lot of amazing interviews over the last four seasons of Inspired Living Radio, everything from medicine, mediumship, meditation, metaphysics, mindfulness, everything under the sun, and it's been quite a journey of just learning, and talking to different people with different insights and modalities and experiences and healings and teachings. And that's why I love doing radio. That's why I'm talking to you today here on this show and soon to be podcast. But if you want to work with Kim directly, she's now back in Encino, California. She is getting her house all in order. She moved from Virginia. All across the country, or all the way across the country, which I've done myself, and that's not an easy task to do, the house, school, jobs, everything that goes with that. So she's all set up in Encino, California. She'll be back on the air here in the next few weeks, and we're changing our format where we're doing a little bit more teaching shows as well, interacting with our inspired listeners. So if you want to call in, and again, that number to call in is 202-570-7057. My producer, Chris, will put you into the waiting room until we can find a good time to bring you on if you have a question. But today we are talking about our best instinct, which is survival. How do we get through the survival? How do we address surviving in this complex, fast, chaotic world of ours? So we'll be talking about that in more depth. And I just want to, talk about, there is a voice that doesn't use words, and it's called listen. And sometimes that survivability is what we need to do to get through the day. And that is your greatest instinct. So we all have this instinct, and I'm going to be talking about that. I'm going to be talking about some tips to help you address your problems and how to get through those problems. I'm also going to give you a healing technique that I talked about on my show on Monday called the FAR technique for healing. It's F-A-R. So we got a lot of good stuff coming up in the 45 minutes ahead. If you want to follow us on the social media platforms, Inspired Living Radio can be found on a few different platforms. Facebook is our main page. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle Inspired For Us. That is the number 4. And you can also catch all of the encore shows that will stream via podcast through iTunes, YouTube, SoundCloud, Podbean, MarkLeanHart.com, LoveFirst.info, and of course, all of our shows are stored over on Ohm Times Radio Archives if you want to go to Ohm Times Radio, which is an internet-based platform. And again, if you want to work with Kim, I think I forgot to give her address out, it's LoveFirst.info. A lot of information when you're just the single host today. And you can find her work just by typing in lovefirst.info and work with Kim there in Encino, California now. So let's talk about today. Let's talk about the human instinct to survive, something that, I've been working through. It's a universal year, guys. So we're in the year of 2019, and I said at the beginning of the year that this was going to be a wild ride from a predictive standpoint, from a psychic standpoint. And I'm a numerologist, so I've always been fascinated with numbers. Now, not necessarily mathematics or algebra. I don't think I've used algebra today, in fact, that I'm thinking about. I don't think I've used algebra in the last 20 years. But when it comes to numbers and how numbers influence our life and how we look at numbers and how numbers are a big part of time, which is constructed by humans, time that we wear on our wrist to be in a certain place at a certain time, numbers that replicate the binary codes for all technology that we use, 1010. So I'm a numerologist, and I've always been fascinated with how numbers interact with our reality of our life. And today, we're in the fall of 2019. We've got a few more months, and I always say put on the seatbelt, because it's going to get pretty wild until we actually get into 2020. And so 2019 is known as a universal year. And the last time that we saw something in the year of the three, so how you get to the year of the three in numerology is just take 2019, you add that up, the two plus the 1 is 3 plus 9 is 12, and then you break it down to a single digit. So 1 plus 2 equals 3. And 3 is universal because big things take place at a global scale. And we've already had a few things take place from our, seeing our very first black hole with an actual picture that was captured, to what's going on with the climate change or all around the planet, the severe storms that we're seeing. We're just seeing a lot of big things shake up. And in 2019, you know, it's no different that, you know, big things are going to happen. But they're always happening for the good, because the year of the three is not only a universal year, but it's also known as a self-expressive creative year. And we've seen a lot of expression, whether it's through politics, media, religion, social media, people just expressing themselves, not always in the best of ways. So as we move into 2020, we'll move into more of a dedicated, focused type of energy, fixing a lot of things that have been broken the last year, things that have taken place in 2019. But the year 2019 is very universal, because the last time I said that we saw this was in 2010. And that's when we really started to see the rise of social media. We started to see YouTube really taking off. A lot of the platforms that we see today, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Reddit, those were all big platforms where people started to interact with one another. Before that, before those days, it was, you know, in person or over a telephone. The mobile applications really started to improve and get better with our cellular service. The smartphones were coming out. And now we just have it as a way of life of we connect more. Now some of you get your news through social media. Some of you get, you know, just work right through your phone and get all the different apps. So in 2019, with the universal year, you know, we're going to expect to see some big things still continue to take place. And then in 2020, we're going to move into that year of the focus, move into the year of the dedicated worker. And so getting through this year has been very challenging for people, and I'm going to be talking about that after we go to our first break here in just a few minutes. But we're going to get into talking about what the nervous system does, and your greatest instinct while you're here is the ability to survive. The human instinct to survive is probably our most powerful drive. And before I put the show together, I was thinking about how can I share this? How can I share my traumas and tragedy and transformations and transcendence that I've gone through on being on this planet for 47 plus years now, and share with other people that might resonate with that, other people that feel like giving up? And I, you know, I just want to point out, for if you're listening to today's show, and I do this on my live Facebook shows, if you are ever feeling alone or you are feeling like you have nobody to talk to, you know, I want to give a number out that is really beneficial. It's helped me. It's helped my colleagues. It's helped my friends. It's helped my families in the past. And it's the Suicide Prevention Lifeline. And that number to call is 1-800-273-TALK or 1-800-273-8255. You can also find it online at suicidepreventionlifeline.org. And it's a number that's available. It's free. It's confidential. It's always available. So that means 24/7, 365. And I just felt to bring that up and bring that into your reality if you're listening to today's show, because one of the techniques of survivability and your instinct, which is your greatest instinct, survivability, is being able to reach out and not do this journey alone. And there's a lot of people, a lot of clients I work with that are feeling the anxiety of what's going on in the world. Especially when it comes to religion, politics, and global change, global climate. And a lot of people are unsure, because the only thing that's consistent, guys, is change. And it's our ability to stay up with the waves of change where we find ourselves underneath them. And part of that instinct of doing that is survivability. It is your greatest, most powerful drive. So part of surviving is also being able to acknowledge that there's something going on with you, be able to express it, be able to share it. And if you don't want to do that with a family or friend, then again, I give you the Suicide Prevention Lifeline to help talk through some of the stuff that you might be going through. I always use the acronym LIFE. Life is here. We're here for a reason. We're here for a season, whether it's, you know, a few years or many years, depending on where you're at in your own journey. Life is an acronym that I've used in my own pathways, and I call it Learn It From Experience. Learning is not always easy. Some of the lessons that we learn are hard and frustrating and can cause a lot of pain and trauma and tragedy. But at some point, some people get to the point where they're going to tap into that instinct of surviving, or they're going to give up. And, you know, I've had a family member commit suicide. I've had a very close, dear friend commit suicide. And I just, you know, their instinct to survive came to an end. And I want to just share that, you know, you are an amazing person. You're here for a reason. Maybe you don't know that reason yet, but have you really explored and discovered, or what I call prospect, for what it is that you're searching for? Because everybody's searching for something. And so again, that number is 1-800-273-TALK, 1-800-273-8255, the Suicide Prevention Lifeline, available confidential, 24/7, 365, and it's free. There's always somebody to talk to. So how do we survive through this very chaotic place we find ourselves in right now? You know, if you know your history, you'll know that history's always been violent. History's always been chaotic. So we're just more connected to it because of our technology, because of our communications. You know, when things were happening around the world 100 years ago, you didn't hear about it unless it was in a newspaper or printed. So you didn't really have that in your awareness. So when we go to our first break, we'll come back and we'll start to talk about the nervous system. We'll talk about fight, flight, or freeze, which is the best expression, from my opinion, is our survival instinct. But the human instinct to survive is our most powerful drive. And since the days of animals climbing out of the primordial muck or crawling out of the vast oceans, to our early ancestors moving from all fours to walking upright, both evolution, both consciousness and awareness have guided humans, yourself included, to improve, reproduce, and you're led by your greatest instinct, which is survival. I always say that the essential purpose of survival is to increase the chances of survival on a daily basis and applying survival value so that us as humans can continue to evolve, grow, transform, and eventually transcend. And I'll be sharing my journey when we come back from our first break. If you want to call in and have a conversation with me, you can call in at 202-570-7057. You can also post a question on our closed Facebook page called Inspired Living Radio. And I hope that you'll give me a call or reach out and we can have a conversation about using your greatest instinct, survival. This is Inspired Living Radio. We'll be back here in 2 minutes. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
When you're looking for insight and additional tools to living your most elevated life, there's no better place to turn than Intuitive Alchemy Radio. Join me, Laura Brown, each Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations, live on-the-air readings, and tools to help you build your most aligned, most abundant, and most delicious life.
Death Row Dogs Rescue is a 100% all-volunteer, no-kill rescue 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are run solely by volunteers who dedicate their time and resources for the past 30 years to rescuing homeless pets from the streets in Los Angeles and surrounding areas, and from city and county animal shelters who are on death row, often moments away from being euthanized. We provide housing, medical care, and training to these neglected, abused, and often severely injured animals. Donate now Save a life and allow these beautiful dogs to experience a home life filled with love. All donations are greatly appreciated and are tax deductible. Please visit www.deathrowdogsrescue.com to see some of our amazing dogs who need homes. Do not breed or buy. Make adoption your first option.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio here on the Om Times Radio Network. I am your host today, Mark Leinhart, the Intuitive Prospector, doing a teaching show talking about our greatest instinct, and that is survivability. What has got you through the day? What has got you to this point? Kim and I are moving into a new format of doing more teaching shows. We're going to be doing interviews, of course, because we love doing interviews and talking with new people. We're going to be talking with a special guest next week, actually talking about the cancer conundrum. So you want to talk about the ultimate instinct of surviving cancer, something I'm very familiar with. You know, I lost my brother to brain cancer. My brother-in-law was on his deathbed when they brought a priest in to read him his last rites, and through, you know, miracles, the grace of God, the higher consciousness, he was able to move past that and survived, and now he's leading a very healthy life today. This was when he was at the age of 5. So next week we're going to be talking about the cancer conundrum and, you know, what cancer is, and I'm sure everybody listening to today's show has or knows somebody directly impacted or indirectly impacted by cancer. And it's, you know, they've talked about in, I know of a couple of shows we've done in the past where your attitude really gets you through, whether it's cancer, whether through it's a trauma or tragedy, whether it's just a sickness, it really does start at the cellular level. It starts with you. And that's what the spiritual path is as well. Religion, I always talk about, well, you know, when people say what's the difference between religion and spirituality, religion is usually an external story about somebody else's adventure. Spiritualism is really going within and going deep and uncovering, whether it's through disease or dis-ease or relationships or your higher self and why you're here. And that spiritual aspect is really about going within on your journey. And so I want to read a quote from Marcus Zusak, and he talked about smile with instinct, then lick your wounds in the darkest of dark corners, trace the scars back to your own fingers and remember them. And that quote really stuck out with me because it's very much a lot of us have our own scars. A lot of us have had traumas, have had hurt, have had our hearts broken, have had lost loved ones. Some of you even listening today have maybe even had a near-death experience like myself where you've towed the other line and know that there's life after death. And all of us at that journey have had our scars. It's different for everybody, but I always remind people too that at the end of the day, we're all walking each other home because we're all going to the same destination. It's just, what is your destination in your opinion look like? You know, death and dying belief systems, you know, the two things guaranteed in life are death and taxes. And so really we're walking each other home, and along that path, or what I call soul adventures, we've all had hurt and pain and trauma, and those scars, it's how you look at those scars and how you bring those scars as part of your journey and you keep moving forward. And that's called survivability. It's your instinct. It is your greatest instinct, is the ability to survive. One of the things that comes to mind is the philosophy that the Japanese culture uses about when something is broken, and all of us are broken, whether we admit it or not, and I'll be talking about that, because some of us, you know, especially women are really good about emotional acceptance, guys not so much. So for all you guys listening out there, you might want to tune in and pay attention to how we can move into more emotional acceptance and versus emotional avoidance, which men are really bad at and women are really good at. But as far as your instinct to survive, the Japanese culture philosophy looks at things that are broken. And if you look at some of the dishes from Japan, you'll notice that the cracks are actually filled with gold. So if you have a broken bowl that's broken, they don't just throw the bowl out. They actually repair the bowl with gold. They actually inseam the lines with gold to glue it back together. So instead of using glue, They use actual gold filling. So the bowl, when it's done, is put back together. Yes, it's been broken, but it's still a bowl. It's still put back together, but it has these scars, if you will, of gold lines running down it. And that's how I try to, you know, remind everybody that the trauma, the scars, the brokenness, we can be put back together. And that's why right before the break, I gave the suicide prevention lifeline, because there's a lot of people that are checking out, that are, you know, moving into the spirit world, taking their own lives because their survivability is decreasing or diminishing. And I really just want to read real quick the actual definition of what your instinct is and what survivability is. But I also want to read another quote here. So give me a second here. And one of the things of, you know, using our instincts, most are very automatic. And a lot of times they're an ingrained response to any scenario presented to us, whether it's, a real life threatening situation, or your job is changing, or your relationship is changing. You know, the scenarios that are presented to us, I always like to remind that we're kind of like a membrane, if you will. I always think of the term osmosis, which is something passing through a membrane, water passing through a membrane. And this membrane of us is made up of 65% water. So in a sense, we're all living membranes, and things pass through us energetically, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. And when it's presented to us, it's the ability to allow us to address it, to move into it and let it pass through us. But the problem is some of us hold on to it and we don't let go of that. There was a really popular movie a few years back called Frozen, and the song in there was called Let It Go. And for you listening today, that's a big part of letting it go. Hold on and get dragged, or let go and be free. And that's part of the survivability. That's using your instinct to survive. And that's why I feel, some of you may disagree, but I feel that our greatest instinct is the ability to survive, because when we apply that instinct, like I said, it's very automatic. It's an ingrained response within all of us. It's a natural response to the external world. And it's, you know, we're a brain equipped organism. So that means that, you know, the brain is going to do whatever it can to survive. And we get into the fight, flight, or freeze. And when you think about it, think about how many times you've really been in mortal danger. Like your life is really going to end. Just think about that for a second. So just reflect back on your life. How many times? For most of you listening, maybe 1 to 2 times. Maybe a few of you that are in the field that I was in the Coast Guard. I was in firefighting, so I was actually always called to other people's tragedies. So my statistics are a little bit higher of actually being in real world danger, mortal danger of giving my life. But for a lot of you listening, 1 or 2 times, maybe 3 or 4 times that you've actually had a life-changing event, and the body does one of 3 things. It's going to fight, so that's your survivability, that's your instinct to survive. It's going to flight, which means it's going to get the heck out of there. Or it's going to freeze because the nervous system doesn't know what to do. So fight, flight, or freeze is best known as the expression of our, what we call our survival instinct. And when you think of it that way, think about all the fears that you present to yourself and how you hold yourself back and limit yourself because you're worried about dying. And when you start thinking about that way, it shows you how powerful the mind can be, the ego mind, and the true instinct to survive will kick in when it needs to. Everything else is us projecting or thinking it's going to happen, and it doesn't. I mean, think about it for a sec. Think about how many times you thought what your future was going to look like, and it doesn't turn out the way that exactly how you think it's going to turn out. Or you've been putting all this time and energy and mindfulness and thought into something, an upcoming meeting and what it's going to look like and what you're going to say. And then when it comes right to the point, it doesn't happen at all, or about 80% of the stuff that you thought was going to happen didn't happen. So that's you also surviving in the moment, your experiences in the external world. So this instinct can be very beneficial when it comes to fight, flight, or freeze of survival instinct, but it can also be a curse in the fact that the mind can really project and limit you to moving into finding what you are looking for in life, whether it's the next relationship, happily ever after, or if it's to moving to a new place. Fear is something that I always teach on, false evidence appearing real, and failure, first attempt in learning, because we're all here to fail, fail often, fail big. We're all here to learn, but it is that mindset of limiting ourselves by fear, which is false evidence appearing real. So if you can be like the Japanese culture of being that broken bowl and fill yourself back up with gold lines and be even stronger, stronger than glue, you really do start to smile with your instinct, knowing that your instinct is going to kick in when it needs to, but also knowing that if you smile with instinct and lick your wounds in the darkest of dark corners and you trace your scars back to your own fingers and remember them, you'll realize that you'll get through this too. It's just about how are you responding. Are you trusting your own instinct? Trust is a big part of this, guys. It's one of my foundations that I teach on in my spiritual development group when I mentor somebody, because if you don't have trust and patience, a lot of times we give up on it. And that's including some, you know, people that give up on their own life through suicide. If you look at the suicide rates today, guys, something's changed within society. Something's changed within culture. It has spiked. You know, I have a day job where I work for the VA and helping veterans. And we look at the amount of veterans committing suicide on a daily basis, almost 20 plus around the country, either active or non-active or retired, are committing suicide and taking their own lives. Their instinct to survive has come to an end, and they're not trusting that. Trust is a big part of this. Trust your instincts, knowing that your instinct to survive will kick in when it needs to, but don't let your mind get in front of everything else and things that you've been thinking about. Take in that leap of faith, checking that next item off on the, some of you call it a bucket list. I call it a life list. I actually try to, get as many things as I can done in a day, because I don't know at the end of the day if this is my last day here on the planet. It's not guaranteed. And that's what I always teach about also, is the magic in the moment, because your memories bring to life your past. And when you think on your memories, it creates your past and makes it come alive. But there really, if you think about it, there's nothing you can do about your past. You can't change it. You can't go back and alter it. I mean, if you could, would you want to? Because you've learned from that experience, where our imagination creates a future that is, one, not guaranteed, and two, it usually does not look like what we thought it was going to look like. If you would have told me 10 years ago or 15 years ago or 20 years ago that I'd be talking on a radio show about spiritualism or talking about your instinct to survive, or even doing the work I do now, I would have looked at you with glossy eyes and said, I don't know who you are, or what have you been smoking? So, your imagination creates a future that is not guaranteed. And by spending all of that time in the future and or the past, you're missing a lot of the magic in the moment. And, you know, one of my favorite quotes comes from Abraham Lincoln, and he talks about one of the best things about the future is that it comes one day at a time. So what are you doing today to plant seeds for, yes, the future you want to create tomorrow? And how are you letting your instincts guide you on the many lives, many pathways of life? Are you trusting your instincts, that gut feeling? Why do we say trust your gut? When you think in terms of energy and frequency and vibration, you start to connect with so many amazing things. I teach this from a metaphysical standpoint, from a spiritual standpoint, as a medium connecting to people that are no longer here and being a voice for the voiceless. The universe doesn't speak English, guys. The universe doesn't speak Spanish or Italian or Chinese or Japanese. It speaks in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration, and it's about you tuning, just like tuning in a radio station. How are you tuning into that frequency? Do you trust your own instincts? Are you willing to make mistakes? You know, trust your own instinct, Your mistakes might as well be your own instead of someone else's. So, you know, there's a lot of truth to that, because make your mistakes, fill that bowl up with the gold, and become stronger than you ever thought possible, and you are tapping into your greatest instinct, which is survivability. So when you have survivability, life can really change in amazing ways, even if it's in your darkest days right now. You know, for me, when I lost both of my brothers, my little brother was murdered on a Sunday afternoon several years ago now, on the 23rd of January. And then 3 days later, my older brother was diagnosed with terminal brain cancer, leaving a family of four plus behind, all within the same week. And along that path, my father-in-law, my wife's father, Don, was succumbed to multiple sclerosis and was wasting away. And when you take those three life-changing events, it was a very dark time for me. There was a lot of trauma. There was a lot of tragedy. There was a lot of transformations that started to take place. There was also murder trials to go through. It just didn't end overnight. This we didn't know my brother's killers for several months. And then when they finally did catch the killer, who then turned on another killer, and everybody involved ended up being five people involved with my brother's murder. It was a dark night of the soul. There were some dark nights ahead, and I didn't know how I was going to get through. My body literally started shutting down. I was suffering from great depression, anxiety. At one point, they actually thought I was having a heart attack and actually had to rush me to the hospital to get an EKG, only to know that it was a panic attack. I didn't never had a panic attack before. I didn't know what it looked like. And the panic is you couldn't breathe. And, you know, I look back at those dark times and thought to myself, how am I going to get through this? How am I going to get through this dark night of the soul? But the dawn does always come. The sun does always rise. You know, the moon has its moment and the sun has its moment, but it's a cycle, and it's a cycle of getting through. And at some point, the instinct of my survivability kicked in. I had the choice to fight, flight, or freeze, and I probably did all three of those with the different emotions that were being presented to me, like that membrane I was talking about, the event, you know, the experience of murder, the experience of brain cancer, the experience of multiple sclerosis, the experience of my own near-death experience, all passing through me. The choice is always your own, guys. You have the choice to choose what you want. You know, it is your greatest power while you're here. It's your greatest superhero power, is your ability to have free will and choice, and your greatest instinct to tune into, to trust and tune into is survivability. And in real times of danger, your survivability will kick in automatically. It is literally a automatic and integrated response of the brain to fight, flight, or freeze. And, you know, again, if you see this grizzly bear on a hike and you're going to do one of those three things, I guarantee you. You know, some of you may project you're on the hike and you project seeing a grizzly bear, but yet no grizzly bear ever approaches you on your hike, and you miss the magic of the hike, the magic in the moment, the beauty, the colors, the smell, the nature, you know, maybe things that are seen, but you haven't seen because you're too busy thinking about a bear and projecting this bear and fear of your mind of this bear attacking you, and you miss a lot of the moments. Because when the bear really does show up in your path, I guarantee you're going to do one of those three things. You're going to fight it, which is probably not a good idea, but you can blow a whistle, get a bear spray. You know, as a hiking guide, I always point that out. Or you're going to flight. You know, not necessarily always a good thing to do, especially if you're running from a mountain lion. The mountain lion, they always say stand your ground. In fact, they say to fight against a mountain lion, because if you run, the mountain lion is going to think that you're prey. Whereas a bear, if you fight, may actually get aggressive, and so it's actually better to move away from the area. But you may freeze. So again, your nervous system, which is a natural response, is to fight, flight, or freeze. And that's what I'm talking about today on using your greatest instinct, which is the ability to survive. And it's our best known expression of our survival instinct. So I'm going to come back and talk a little bit more about getting through this and some techniques that you can use to help you on your journey to also trust your greatest instinct, which is survivability. This is Inspired Living Radio. We'll be back here in 2 minutes.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Inspired Living Radio. Today we're doing a teaching show talking about your greatest instinct, survivability. And I am your host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector. If you have a question you want to call in, the number to call is 202-570-7057. If you have a question in regards to today's topic, which is about survivability, how are you getting through the day? What techniques are you using? I'm going to give you some techniques to use to survive, to help heal, to help address. And right before the break, I was going to give you the definition of survivability, and my computer froze up real quick. But here's the survivability of the definition of survivability. Survivability is the capability of a system. This can be a system of humans, including networks, large-scale systems, the human conditions, is to fulfill its mission in a timely manner in the presence of attacks, failures, or accidents. So let me say that again. Survivability is the capability of a system, you, the human, to fulfill its missions in a timely manner in the presence of attacks, failures, or accidents. And if you're listening to today's show, you know that you've been attacked personally, professionally. You know that you've had your own failures. And again, for me, I always teach on fail often, fail big, because in today's society, it's all about, you know, competition, capitalism, survival of the fittest, a dog-eat-dog world. And failure is actually frowned upon when I actually look at it as first attempt in learning. We're all here to learn, grow, transform. You know, I always, you know, use the adage that education leads us to knowledge. Knowledge leads us to wisdom, and wisdom hopefully leads us to some sort of enlightenment for us, for society, for the planet. Doesn't seem like that right now, but this too shall pass. And it is darkest before the dawn. Technically, it's darkest during the middle of the night, but that's, you know, the saying. It's always darkest before the dawn. But, you know, when you have had attacks, when you've had failures, when you've had accidents, you know, my brother's murder, he was literally attacked and killed. You know, my brother, my older brother, his brain failed to, you know, kill the cancer that was in his brain and that took his life. My father-in-law, you know, his nervous system was attacked. And it's that nervous system that I was talking about your greatest instinct is used is the ability to survive. And unfortunately, you know, for my father-in-law, his nervous system was the one attacked, and the nervous system can no longer function. And so at some point when the system is attacked or it shuts down or you give into failure, then that's where, you know, people move into, you know, they transition over, they pass, they die, and they move over, whether that's through suicide or whether that's through multiple sclerosis or sickness like cancer or murder. So what is your ability and what is your trust in your own survivability? How are you trusting your instinct? Because it really does come back to how are you trusting your instinct? It always says, you know, there's that saying that we, you know, I teach on all the time, deep down, you already know the truth. The question is, are you listening to it? Are you trusting what's in your gut? Are you trusting that whisper that you hear in your ear? Are you trusting that God spark, that God conversation that's in your heart? Like I said, you know, ideas pull the trigger, but it's the instinct that loads the gun, and your ability to survive is going to automatically be there. Guys, it's gonna be there in a real life-threatening situation. The other part is your brain, your mental capacity, your emotional capacity, your spiritual capacity to pull yourself up by the boots and get through the day and find that choice and free will to do so. Because it's exactly what you think it is. The mind makes things more real and serious than they need to be, but it really is exactly what you think it is. You determine that. So today I wanted to talk about, you know, like I said, our fight, flight, or freeze reaction may be best known as the expression of our survival instinct. Your greatest instinct is the ability to survive. This response set is triggered when all of us, animals included, including humans, we are a part of the animal kingdom, is our nervous system activating to the different emotions, the psychological, the physical changes that come through and come at us on our daily lives. And our senses are heightened when we're able to, you know, make, the brain is able to make fast decisions. Again, fight, flight, or freeze, that bear coming at you or that mountain lion coming at you. Which one would you do? Is the mountain lion coming at you? Okay, then you probably stand your ground because it's not good to run from a mountain lion. You'll make instantaneous decisions based on your instinct and your survivability. Now, if a bear is coming at you, yeah, you're probably going to run because the more you stand up to the bear, the more angry it's going to get. But your nervous system will make that choice, not your mind. Or you're just going to freeze and be stuck. So, you know, physically we get shots of adrenaline, our heart rate increases, you know, blood flow is, you know, usually diverted to essential parts of the body, and we experience, you know, they've done several studies about when your instinct does kick in, your survivability kicks in, tongue twister there, your strength and stamina skyrockets. They've done studies where people have dropped this adrenaline and their ability to survive and do amazing feats, lift a car off somebody that's been crushed, walk through fire, hold their breath and for over 4 or 5 minutes and be able to survive. So what happens from the internal aspect is the system, again, we just talked about the definition of survivability, is trying to fulfill its mission, and that's to live, and it will do whatever it needs to take to survive. The Wikipedia survivability is literally talking about the ability to remain alive or continue to exist. So if you are wanting to continue to exist, and that, you know, unfortunately that doesn't go for everybody because that's where suicide comes into play, and we've seen the suicide rate skyrocket, which tells me that there's something going on deeper with society, but there is a physiological approach and within the anatomy of the body. The body itself, the brain tells the body, I want to survive. I'm going to drop adrenaline and increase the blood flow to certain organs depending on what the situation is, or increase the heart rate, and then all of a sudden you have the strength and stamina. And without these essential change, you know, it's fair to say that our primitive forebears, you know, those that came before us, if they didn't have this instinct to survive, they would have died off long ago, if you think about it. If you think about the journey of, you know, like I said, from the primordial muck of animals climbing out of this primordial muck to, you know, the fish walking out of the vast ocean through the power of evolution. Some of you may not believe in evolution. That's fine. But history shows us that we have evolved over time through science. And our forebears would have died off if we didn't have this gene within us. And that's the ability to survive. They wouldn't have passed along at the cellular memory, the cellular level, the ability to survive all the way up to modern day society. And now even surviving in modern day society is again a shift, an evolution, if you will, of how do you deal with all the changes, the fast pace of life, the chaos, the violence, all the different triggers that are coming at you visually, through media, through your applications, through technology. It's a lot. And they're showing even in studies that dementia and Alzheimer's is increasing at younger ages because we're moving so fast. So in a sense, there is an evolution that's taking place in our own survivability. So what can you do to help get through the day? How can you use survivability to heal? One of the things that I learned when I was going through my biofeedback days of trying to deal with my own healing in the dark trauma and tragedy of watching both my brothers pass into the spirit world and my father-in-law was the ability to go within, take the time to disconnect so you have the time to reconnect. And when you start to trust that instinct, because the instinct's going to tell you, you need to slow down. The body will tell you, the mind will tell you. Sometimes it's a choice, sometimes it's not a choice. Some of you know we've talked about a midlife crisis where people just literally just shut down as we get older. It's your instinct talking to you and your ability to trust that. Are you trusting that? And one of the things that helped me with my own healing was what I call the FAR technique for healing. And that's to feel it, first to feel what's coming at you. Again, it's not nice to feel the energy and the emotions and the chaos of having a brother be murdered. It's not nice to feel the emotions of watching my older brother pass from his brain cancer. It's not nice or great to feel the sadness of watching my father-in-law waste away from multiple sclerosis. But by feeling it, now we know what it's like. We have empathy, and we now know what it's like to walk in another person's shoes. Not literally, but we feel that emotion. And when you feel that emotion, you then want to acknowledge that emotion. By acknowledging it and bringing it out and saying, yes, my brother was murdered. My other brother passed from brain cancer. My father-in-law passed from multiple sclerosis. I bring that into my reality, but the last part is releasing. And if you can use the FAR technique, F-A-R, for healing, you're going to go farther in your path. But it's the R where everybody gets stuck. A lot of people don't want to release. And like I said, there was that movie Frozen that talked about let it go. And the concept is hold on and get dragged or let go and be free. The Japanese proverb, get down, knocked down 7 times, stand up 8. There's a lot of truth to that because you're going to continue to get knocked down. You're going to continue to be attacked just like the system, whether it's a large scale system or the human body, its mission is to survive, and it's going to survive even through the presence of attacks, failures, and or accidents. So when you feel it, you acknowledge it, and you release it, it just helps you in the healing. Healing doesn't happen overnight, guys. This could take years in the making. But it also helps you to stop pretending that your problems don't exist. Because when you don't have emotional acceptance and you don't address your own instinct to survive and knowing that the survivability is going to continue to keep you in life, when we don't have emotional acceptance, we go and we follow other things. And that could be through, if we have, especially for guys, like I said, if there's any guys listening out there, we avoid negative emotions, usually through what I call short-term gain at the price of long-term pain. And when you avoid the short-term discomfort of a negative emotion, again, if you feel it, it's not always nice to feel it, but by feeling it, acknowledging it, and releasing it, it does help you to address that and let you know that, yeah, I am addressing that. I am working through my stuff, and I'm releasing it. I'm not going to hold on to it because it doesn't serve my higher good. I'm releasing it into my past because, like I said earlier in the show, you can't change your past, and your future is not guaranteed. It's our imagination that creates the future, just like it's our memories that create our past. And when you don't move into that emotional acceptance, we then move into things that, keep us distracted, or we start to take on things whether it's a workaholic, whether it starts to, drink and I'll just work it away. And that works. And then the next day when the bad feelings come and you don't address it, you don't release it, and feel it, acknowledge it, release it, then you take on a vice that is going to create other problems for you, whether it's addictions. Like I said, it's a short-term gain at the price of a long-term pain. And there are several reasons why emotional avoidance is harmful, because it does lead to other addictions. You pursue other things in your life, and you're avoiding your emotional response. And it's very important to acknowledge that emotional response and to feel it, acknowledge it, and release it, because it's helping your instinct also to grow and to transform and to transcend, so you can trust your instinct a little bit more. That instinct becomes that intuitive muscle, if you will, of awareness, and you listening to the language of your soul, which is intuition. And when you really have a strong instinct about something and you trust that, again, like I said, is exactly what you think it is, never doubt your instinct, because your survivability will always kick in, fight, flight, or freeze when it needs to. But how many times have you really been in danger of losing your life? Few of you, maybe one or two times. For those of us that have been in the being called other people's tragedies, a lot more frequently. But again, the fight, flight, or freeze reaction is best known expression of our survival instinct. And what are you doing today to survive? Are you reaching out? Are you expressing? Again, 2019 is the year of self-expressive creative energy. Are you acknowledging? Are you expressing? Are you connecting? Are you releasing? And we do that through feeling, acknowledging, and releasing. So that's something I wanted to share with you today. You know, it's about not underestimating the power of your own instinct, and the survivability will kick in when it needs to. Your instincts never fail you, but it's usually us that fail our instincts all the time based on the power of the mindset. So I just want to thank you for hanging out with me today. Again, your greatest instinct, survivability.
Call.
Call. Adventure together.
Call.
Be kind. Be caring.
Call.
Be compassionate. Namaste.